Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
Once again, your song of the day, Dirty Deeds by AC/DC, 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good, texture rating, and Rick Heyman's Sartor Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Some just your kind of garden variety AC/DC.
Oh.
Nothing much.
Garden just, variety.
Yeah.
Garden variety.
Your garden variety AC/DC. I would say, I was talking to Missing Tooth Greg the other day, and I told him Shoot the Thrill is one of the best rock and roll songs I've ever heard. It'd be probably in my top five. I'm not a big AC/DC fan, but that song Shoot the Thrill is incredible. That song, not incredible, very forgettable, in fact, pretty stock, just, you know,
mundane
Walmart shopper, you know. I mean, I give it a Walmart shopper. I can get to it.
We take a shot at Walmart.
I don't know if I get the Walmart.
How'd Walmart get themselves thrown in this pickle?
I'm confused.
Well, not Walmart's bad, but you don't go.
Doesn't sound like Walmart.
You don't go just find special things at Walmart usually, right?
Just keeps going deeper and deeper.
Wow.
This is not a special thing. I'm going to go 4. No, I can't go that high. 3.075.
I think Bill's higher than that probably.
Oh, yeah. Bill likes it. Bill likes it.
Yeah, not a lot. AC/DC to me is just incredible. I used to talk to my players all the time about bands, people they listen to. I said, hey, in a couple years, you know, this band or you listen to, you like that, wouldn't be able to sell out like a Holiday Inn Express. But AC/DC can sell out Memorial Stadium in about 20 minutes. I mean, AC/DC. Oh, absolutely.
Definitely PBA.
And music's still part of the operation out there.
AC/DC, in my mind, is just wow. Angus?
Angus.
Number one, great name.
Yes, Angus. Incredible name.
There's
probably 30 songs that I like from him. I really love Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a good song. I really enjoy that. Of all the songs, though, Rick didn't crush it with the song. I wouldn't change it. It's not a walk-up song. It's probably a 5-4-2-3-1.
5-4-3-2-1.
Yes.
I'll go a tad higher. I'll go to a 6-1.
Thank you.
It's not bad. It's good. It's a fine song.
Yeah, somebody needs to appease Rick, and I'm glad you're doing it.
Well, a 6-1's not exactly high. It's respectable.
I'm over a five. We've been in the twos lately.
You have. We were all in the ones last week for his Deep Purple song.
Ben is waiting to wait.
Yeah, yes. What do we got for Ben's score? We're going to guess.
I'm
going
to say Ben's a 6-8.
I'm going 7-1 for Ben.
God, he's hard to read.
4.4 for Ben.
All right, let's do this.
All right, we got Rick Heyman, Sartor Heyman. Rick, good morning. There's your ratings here today. The highest is a 6-1 for you.
Yeah, okay. you know, I was thinking.
Okay.
How long have I been doing this? 6 years or something?
About that.
Yeah, about that. That's 50 times a year. That's about 300 songs, I think. if I got my math right.
You got
there.
It. Good, yes,
you got it.
100.
You know, yeah, I mean, you guys, I don't know what's happened. I think there's a studio contagion or something going on over there.
Why do you say that, Rick?
Well, because you all have to agree. I don't really like it. I gave it a
6-1, okay. Rick.
We're our own people here, Rick. We're not jumping on anybody's bandwagon.
Hey, it's better than 1.7. Yes,
you've improved remarkably.
Hey, Jake, how do you like my new Speedy Mart out here?
It's good. It's a good gas station, good convenience store, the Greenwood exit. It's beautiful.
Isn't that awesome?
It's beautiful. I told Sip he's got to stop in there.
Have
you had the chicken strips, Rick?
Oh, okay. I've had food. Yeah, their food's excellent.
Nice. Jake raves about it.
It's a good spot.
It's excellent. By the way, Sip, good thing you got out when you did, because I just heard a stat. Newspapers are currently, subscriptions are at 1942 levels right
Ooh.
Now.
So. Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Do you think that's partly because Steve left?
No. 1942.
No, we had this conversation in the studio one day before he had left, off air. So I'm just giving you a pat on the back for getting out while you could.
Thank you. Thank you. 1942,
yikes,
huh?
That's a long time.
Yeah. Isn't that insane?
Yes.
Okay, AC/DC. Yeah, I'm a hot and heavy this summer. I listen to Ozzy's Boneyard on XM. I've been listening to, Classic Rewind and all that.
Okay.
There's just great stuff, and I got some really good ones coming. I've probably got the next 6 or 7 already set up.
Oh, boy.
But I love this song, and here's why.
Okay.
I love AC/DC. I didn't at one time. I thought they were interesting. Now I just love them.
I love them too, Rick.
Yeah, they're just so hardcore, and they never really changed their bar atmosphere sound. Even when they went through players, Bon Scott, the original lead singer, died. Alcohol poisoning, of course. They're Australian. They're just hardcore, and I love that, and they never changed. They started out, they were a garage band, okay, like all of us were. Some of us went a little further than others. But they were glam rock. They were like David Bowie stuff. They dressed up in sequins and all this, and it didn't really work. But they noted when they went and played at a bar, the pub crowd as an audience demanded. Now imagine this: you're in Australia, you're in a late night rock and roll smoky ass bar. Who's going to be in there? Thinking about Crocodile Dundee, this is a knife, right?
Nice. Incredible, yeah. Dundee.
What an accent.
Yeah. So the pub crowd as an audience demanded blood or else is what the quote says. I mean, you can just see these headbangers just going crazy. It's pretty fun. But this song was actually inspired by the cartoon Beanie and Cecil. Now, this is the Wayback Machine. You guys probably have no idea what that is, but it was a great cartoon, and they had one of the characters was a hitman, and on his card he said, "Dirty deeds done dirt cheap," and special discounts on Sundays and holidays.
Hmm.
That's what it said on the card, so they wrote a song about it.
That's good.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market. and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They had the weirdest management. This album was recorded 5 years or 4 years, 5 years before it was released in the United States. Bon Scott had already died at this point. Just very strange. I don't understand how it all worked out, and I tried to make sense of it reading some of their stuff. But at any rate, it's a fun song. The lyrics are great. If you go through towards the bridge where he starts listing off all the ways that he can take care of your problems,
mm-hmm.
neckties, you know, suicide, you know, he's just going through all the list. It's just fun. It's just fun.
That's just fun.
Here's
fun.
That's
not
a little morbid to me.
Yeah, it's morbid, but it's fun. I want to add, I meant to call you, Jake. I've been busy, you've been busy, but I want to do a turn off or turn up rating. So are you going to turn it up or are you going to turn it off?
Okay, that's a good idea.
Saying?
So not and 1 to 10?
Yeah, well, we'll do that starting next week, but I'm
I like that.
It up.
Thank you, Rick.
Okay, we'll do that.
And my son helped me with that, Jeremy. He's coming up with some ideas on that. But, yeah, I mean, also AC/DC... were sometimes identified as punk rock, and that really upset them. They despised punk rock, believing it to be a passing fad. And Browning wrote, it wasn't even possible to hold a conversation with AC/DC about punk without them getting totally pissed off and wanting to fight you. So they are not punk. They're hardcore, heavy Australian bar rock and roll.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. They went on tour with Black Sabbath early on. They went out there and just toured their butts off all over the world, and that's how they developed their massive fan base. But while they were touring with Ozzy, Geezer Butler from Ozzy pulled a switchblade on Malcolm during one of their shows. They were taken off the rest of the tour after that. So... AC/DC is just a great, fun band, and I got some interesting things here.
Okay.
Trivia. Here we go.
Stump the Sipper. AC/DC holds the number two spot of the best-selling record albums in history for Back in Black. That album is the number two top-selling record in history.
Really?
In history. Almost 100 million records, okay? It's around 75, but nobody knows for sure. What record is number one? Best-selling record in history.
Thriller.
You got a diamond!
Brilliant!
Look at Bill's face. He is stunned right now.
Thriller.
I don't think I would have got that. It would have been in that wheelhouse.
Without hesitation.
The Thriller.
Yes.
Thriller and Toto. Toto guys mostly all played on that record. That was the Toto band. So
okay.
On Thriller. Mutt Lang actually produced that record. That's a name you're going to hear more this summer. He created Def Leppard and was married to Shania Twain and created Shania Twain and wrote most of her songs. He's a producer that we're not going to go into the details because they're going to be great trivia questions, but the guy's a genius.
Okay, next question.
Okay, for Coach. What country are the Young Brothers originally from? Not Australia, but where did they come from originally before they went to
Australia? Oh, that's easy. New Zealand.
You get a CZ, it's Scotland.
Okay. All right.
Isn't that perfect that these guys are Scottish?
It is.
I like where your head's at there, Bill. Right by Australia. It's good. New Zealand.
Yep. And are they or are they not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Confident, yes.
Diamonds all the way around 2003. And here's a bonus.
Okay.
Here's a bonus. It's a multiple choice. Who inducted them? Who gave the speech into the Hall of Fame? Was it Steven Tyler, Ozzy Osbourne, or Alice Cooper?
Ozzy.
Alice.
Two CZs. It was Steven Tyler.
I should have guessed Steven Tyler. So
that's good.
Got it all covered there.
That was interesting, Rick. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, what's going on right now at Sauter Haven Jewelers, Rick, this summer?
Hey, the drought's over. It's hot and heavy. Congratulations to Olivia and Leighton, by the way.
Thank you. And you were a big part of that, Rick.
Thank you so much for your business. Breakers get 10% off. Hey, be like Olivia and Leighton. Come on, man. Come in. We're going to take care of you.
Treatment's unreal.
We're going to make sure everything's right. I love the picture. Thank you so much for your mentions. Hire Bill Bush if you own a company. One of the greatest motivational speakers you'll ever have. How he's not coaching on this staff is beyond me. But we love him here. We want him here in Nebraska, and we love him on the ticket. So hire
him. Very kind
him.
Of you, Rick. Thank you.
Hire him. Heartland Diamonds. These are our patented, most perfectly cut diamonds in the world, 89 facets. If you don't agree that they're the most beautiful diamond you've ever seen, we'll throw in a free pair of dollar store readers to make sure you can see. We also carry Oris, Swiss watches, Bulova, Rolex, Citizen Eco Drive. That's one you don't even need a battery. It runs forever on one battery because it's got a solar charger in it. Check us out at SauterHaman.com, Facebook, Instagram. Our videos on there are spectacular, especially our video of Jordan Larson going over to Paris for the Olympics and the beautiful diamond rings, the five rings of the Olympics that we custom made just for her. She's wearing it. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, my personal Facebook, at Rick Haman. I'll post more interesting things about the great and incomparable AC/DC. Can you imagine another band like this today? It would never happen, fellas.
Rick,
better times.
Stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you next week, Rick.
Bye-bye.
It's Rick Haman's song of the day, Dirty Deeds by AC/DC. Hour 2 is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Muah!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.